Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block of Cattle Facts joining us in just a moment.
Your DuPont Pioneer team doesn't take with you from the word go lightly. Whether you're up against tough conditions or overwhelmed with spraying plans, or you need a pot of coffee because you're up at 4 a.m., we're there. And when it comes to selecting high-performing Pioneer brand sorghum products that work best in all your fields, we're there too. So talk to your local Pioneer sales professional to get the most yield potential out of your sorghum acres. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
It's the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Spring Bull and Female Sale coming Saturday, April 8th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. 80 Angus and Sim Angus bulls, as well as 35 registered Angus and Sim Angus spring pairs will be sold. Improve your herd with the genetics from the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company. Remember, the sale can be seen on dvauction.com. Go to cclcattle.com for a sale catalog or call Billy Hall, 918-244-0154 for more information. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company's bull sale, April 8th in Boswell. One of the highlights of this last weekend's Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers annual meeting down in San Antonio, the market analysis offered by Randy Block of Cattle Facts, who says the end of 2016 and the early days of 2017 have been very good indeed for cattle producers. Market prices have been very good.
Well, it's been a really good recovery we've seen since last fall. The markets have come back about 35%, so we're back seeing cattle profitable in all segments of the industry, which is a very welcome situation. And obviously, we've got to improve moisture situation to go along with that. So our grazing lands look pretty good from north to south and east to west, and it looks like we're poised for good moisture here the next 60 days. So right now, things are hitting on all cylinders.
Let's talk a little bit about the various segments of the business, starting with the finished cattle. They actually surpassed some of your expectations that you talked about at the annual meeting here a few weeks ago. It seems like we've had a lot of demand for those cattle going to the packers.
Well, we have. We've had great demand, and yes, the market's gotten a little higher than we expected it would have here over the last 30 days. We've pushed on up in here into the low 130s, and you know, I just remind everybody that the market got cheaper, too, at the lows than we thought it would get. So we're pitching quite a little bit on both ends. We're in one of the most volatile times in the history of our industry. So I think we all have to take it with a grain of salt. With the magnitude of moves that we're seeing in these markets, we're quite likely going to continue to see bigger swings from highs to lows and from lows to highs than what we've seen over the last 20 or 30 years. So I think we just need to get used to that.
Now, short term, we are seeing some profits in these feedlots as well.
Well, we've had a nice run in profitability, you know, over the first quarter of the year. These cattle are making $180, $190 a head on average. And obviously, some of the cattle that were bought back in the fall are making twice that much. So very welcome to see that. That's the key to seeing stability come back for cow-calf and stocker operators. The cattle feeders got to make money. We went 2 years without the cattle feeding segment making any money. So that's why you're seeing stability come back for cow-calf producers now.
Stockers, it seems like that middle segment between the cow-calf and the feedlot, it's been a little bit more difficult to make that really pencil out.
Well, it has, but we've had a nice recovery in that market. There's been margin on those cattle that are marketing in here coming off winter grazing programs. All those cattle are profitable. It's a little thinner when we look at, you know, the prospects for profitability as we get into cattle that'll be marketing in that July, August, September time period. There's not been a lot of margin that we can capture out there. And again, this is the time of the year when our calf prices are at their highest of the year, and I don't think this year is any different than that. So, again, those that bought them early, they're being rewarded, and that's a pretty typical situation we've got now.
Randy Block of Cattle Facts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbor, I want you to check out the next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, April 6th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. start time for the video auction. 47,000 head, 11,400 yearling steers, 7,800 yearling heifers, 10,000 wean calves, and over 14,000 calves on cows. If you want details about a particular lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give us a call at Superior Livestock, 1-800-422-2117. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.